Advice is cheap. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Advice is cheap. I give a lot of people suggestions on how they can be more wonderful and more fantastic and more fulfilled in every way in their life if they'd like to. And I give them affirmations that they can use that will help them to achieve the goals that they have in mind. The goals of family, the goals of health, the goals of relationships, the goals of abundance, the goals of every other thing they could want. And they poo-poo me. They say, no, that's not true. That's not true. I was reading about using the water as an exercising tool, as a tool for bringing your body into perfect alignment with its ideal form. And I was thinking how really silly that is. How really silly it is to think that you could do things in the water that would be so helpful to you. Water walking, as they call it, is a very low impact way of working with your body. Water really is very helpful. It's easy on your joints because water buoyancy reduces your body weight by 90%. Really helpful if you're overweight. But because water is 800% more dense than air, it creates a resistance that burns calories and strengthens your leg muscles and the core muscles as you walk, whether it's in the shallow end or the deep end. The deeper end, with more strenuous of your workout, the more weight you lose and the more strength you gain. I oftentimes thought, yeah, sure, water walking, and that's okay, it's just a fun social way of getting together with people or just relaxing and having fun. And then I read about water walking is so beneficial that it is the very first physical activity that elite athletes use when rehabbing after an injury or surgery. And the same goes for patients in European hospitals immediately following joint replacement. It's also the therapy that's used to help an injured racehorse. Yeah, an injured racehorse. They use water therapy to bring that racehorse back into shape again. Water, with its buoyancy, neutralizing the wear and tear pressure and the gravity exerts on our joints, water walking helps the surrounding muscles get strong enough to take up the slack. Plus, being in the water is comfortable for people who resist physical activity. You might never again say that exercise hurts so much. Yes, water walking is a wonderful thing and a beneficial thing. You get in a pool, chest high, waist deep or chest deep, and you walk like you would walk on dry land. But you pump your arms more vigorously and you pay attention to a couple of tips. You watch your form, you stand up straight, shoulders back, chest lifted, stride forward, placing your whole foot, not just your tiptoes, on the bottom of the pool, and let your heel land first, followed by the ball of your foot. To avoid straining your back, engage the core muscles in your abdomen, tightening your muscles as you walk. And as you become more proficient, you increase the challenge by lifting your knees higher and let the natural take, and let this naturally take you into a slow water jog for 10 strides and then return to walking. This is called interval training and it works very well. Try walking backwards and sideways to tone other muscles. Try the deep water running. The aerobic and calorie-burning benefits from deep water running can be superior to running on land. Both deep water running and water walking help reduce the body fat and keep the heart strong and wonderful. Yes, we sometimes say, oh, water walking, what a bunch of nonsense. How could it be helpful to me? Well, I particularly like the idea that the elite athletes use this to get their injuries back into shape. That racehorses, that are very expensive racehorses, their trainers and their workers take them, their therapists, take them into a pool of water. And the water, the swimming pool, is designed just for the horses. And sometimes they're taken into a lake or wherever they're taken into. And they're walked in there, and then they're trained. And they're trained to use their feet and use their muscles. And it is such a quick, efficient way of bringing your muscles back into shape that it really starts to do good. But you poo-poo it first. You're so against it in the beginning. Just like you say affirmations. Huh. I've said affirmations all my life and they don't work. I've said affirmations all my life and they don't work. Well, I had a call from a woman the other day, and she said that she'd been making affirmations for 2 years for a job, and she's been without a job for 2 years, and she's been making the affirmation, I have my job, I have my job, I have my right job. And I wrote to her and I said, of course, you can make affirmations all you want, but until you say, I have my perfect job right now, and you say it not thinking that you don't have your perfect job right now, because that'll just destroy having a perfect job. That's like getting into the water and then not moving and then saying the water therapy doesn't work. It takes a little bit of moving in the water to make that water therapy work for you. It takes a little bit of training and concentration and dedication and thought for yourself about how are you going to make that affirmation work. I now have my ideal job. I now have my ideal job. And if you think that you don't have your ideal job, which may be the appearance, you will continue not having your ideal job. You cannot put a cause in motion to bring about a result if you're not going to be very persistent and consistent in putting that cause in motion. Most of us are sort of reluctant about this, really reneging on this. We say the truth. We say that this is a statement of fact for us. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal body. And then we think, ow, 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 and oh, oh, oh. And then we go out and we eat foods that are not beneficial to us. We go out and do activities that are not beneficial to us. And then we wonder why our body complains. And we think to ourselves, my body isn't my ideal body. I'm living in this appearance body here that is not very nice and not very, very comfortable, not very much fun. And the more you say it, the more you empower it, the more you take yourself away from the statement of truth for yourself. But the truth is that I'm not perfect. Yes, that's right. The appearance is that you're not perfect. And you will continue to have the appearance of not being perfect as long as you put that cause in motion. But I'm lying when I say I'm whole and perfect when I'm not whole and perfect. I'm lying. And I can't lie to myself. I can't lie to myself. Well, we lie to ourselves every moment of our life. We say, what a beautiful day. Well, it's not a beautiful day. The temperature is not ideal. The atmosphere is not ideal. The conditions of the weather on where we are not ideal. And where somewhere else is, they're not ideal. It's not an ideal situation. Well, it is when you begin placing your consciousness on the ideal aspect of weather. When you start praising the weather and then delighting in the weather, you begin seeing the weather being that which delights you and gives you a lot of joy. But as long as you're going to think about the weather not being pleasant, not being fulfilling, not being wonderful, then that's what you're going to see and that's what you're going to experience. Many of us, we think, oh, how can that be? because we live in a world of reality. We live in a world of the appearances, and we live in a world that's what it really is. Well, we also live in a world which I would like you to think with me on very strongly. We live in a world that is in constant change, because we live in a relative world. And as long as we're going to support that constant change by recognizing it, and by giving it power, and by giving it our attention, then we're going to have that constant change. And the moment we start recognizing the world as a flowing, harmonious, ideal situation of my original purity and integrity, the moment we're going to look at it all from that point of view, then that's the point of view that we're going to experience. That's the point of view that we're going to have. I like that concept. Water walking is so beneficial. That's the first physical activity that elite athletes use when rehabilitating after an injury or surgery. My goodness. If the elite athletes who can afford the very best therapy, afford the very best training, the very best for themselves to get them into shape, to get them into that ideal situation for themselves, if what they do is to go into the water therapy, well, I might really consider that for myself. I might really consider that that's something very vital and very dynamic for me. Do I have any needs that I would like to bring about with water therapy? Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe my body's not my problem. Maybe it's my mind, my thinking. Maybe it's my relationships. Maybe it's my abundance. Well, get in there and work with it, and work with it, and work with it, and as you do, you'll find that miracles will take place. For when your body heals, your mind is taken away from other things. When your body is ill, your mind is on all sorts of things that are not beneficial for you. When your body is not feeling good, you're not feeling good in many areas of your life, and your attitude is not very happy, and all of the world is not very happy. And if you could do like the elite athletes do, who pay a high, high price to get themselves back in shape, because that's their livelihood. That's their, as an athlete, they have to have their body in tip-top shape. As an athlete, they have to be wonderfully strong and powerful to do the work that they're doing. And they have to have their body in an ideal shape, not just a make-do shape, but in an ideal shape, back to its original purity and integrity. And this is how they do it. Water walking can be a very beautiful experience if you have the opportunity to do it. And you can go to your local YMCA or any other organization, or you can go into your own backyard pool or make friends with a neighbor who has a backyard pool and go and use it, or join a group. But the thing is, it takes a little bit of effort on your part, on my part, to go and do this. If you like that and want to put that cause in motion, just say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then everything that leads to you experiencing your ideal spirit, mind, and body will come forth in your life as this lecture, right this moment, comes forth into your life, bringing you a few thoughts about water walking. As you put these causes in motion now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, the opportunity will be given to you to water walk. The opportunity will be given to you to eat good food, good diet, things that are beneficial to your body. The opportunity will be given to you to meditate upon the idea that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. The ideal that you live in your original purity and integrity. The ideal that you are ideal. And these things will come to you so beautifully and so wonderfully and so powerfully and so thoughtfully and so significantly that everything in your world will turn up roses. It's just a matter of whether you really want to do it or not. Whether you really want to care for it or not, whether you really want to build up your muscles, whether you really want to return to your original purity and integrity. What do you want to do? Do you want to be without a job another day, another week, another year? It's up to you. Do you want to have a body that's not its original purity and integrity another day, another week, another year, another eternity? That's up to you. That's up to me. If I'm going to put the cause in motion, I'm going to stand behind it. I'm going to say, I like me, 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 I like me. And I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. And I'm going to say it regardless of any appearances that may say, ha, 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 you're not a nice person. You don't like yourself. You drink all sorts of things that are not beneficial to your body. And you think that you can do that. And it's okay to do that. And hey, it's a decision that we make for ourselves. What do we want for ourselves? What is important for ourselves? What things are ideal for ourselves? Yes? If you're going to say, I live in my ideal body, you can be sure that your ideal body does not have any alcohol in it, of any type or of any dimension. If you live in your ideal body, you do not breathe any air that is less than perfect, and that is mental as well as physical. If you live in your ideal body, you do not eat a morsel of food that is not beneficial to your body form as far as you understand it. If you live in your ideal body, every thought you have about yourself and your body, I say to myself too, every thought I have about myself and my body is beautiful, fantastic, and uplifting. And I can tell you, I practice this, and I love it, and I'm the happiest guy in the world. Join me and be a happy guy with me, because it's a nice way to live. I love you. I love you. I love you.